All right, it's good to see everyone. So today is going to be kind of a different word because it's kind of a prophetic word for CTK, confirmation of a prophetic word, but it's a prophetic word of the body of Christ, of the time we are in. So I better pray. Lord, Jesus, you are everywhere. You're in the midst. But you love when two or three or more gathered in your name. Lord, there's just, you're even more in our midst. Lord, even though we carry your presence within us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you're in us and around us. Lord, this is just a time where an invitation where you, Lord, as we're baptized into the body of Christ, you said we come together as the body of Christ to encounter you even greater, to feed on your body and blood, Lord, to be refreshed from each other. Lord, we want to keep a fire stoked. You just got to keep putting wood or coals on it so we keep each other encouraged and stoked. And that's why you tell us don't forsake assembling together, because it just does something to us. Thank you, Lord. The kingdom is around us, and Lord, give us eyes to see it, ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to your church through clay vessels like myself. In Jesus' name. So this is one of those, I would call it a tracking word, where you kind of, Lord had me kind of tracking today. I was just reading a couple of places, you know, flipping around, just in praying, meditating on Romans 8, 26 and 27, we're speaking about how the Holy Spirit intercedes, leads us in intercession, which means he said we don't know how to pray as we should, so we need his help, how he kind of lights on us and guides us and within us, you know, brings us to encounters with the Father and the Son, right? So I'm thinking of that. And so I think flipping around, one place I landed was Song of Solomon chapter 8. And I was reading something there about the love of God. Nothing can quench God's love. His love is a vehement love of God for us, where the Christian is saying, Lord, put me like a seal on your heart. I want to experience this fiery love of God. And we know that we've been talking about that a lot lately, about the fire of the Holy Spirit, how Jesus, Scripture says that God is a consuming fire. Fire comes from his throne, right? The very fire of God is the very love and passion of God. The love of God has been poured out with our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So he's known as fire and wind and all those cool things. And John the Baptist said that, you know, one's coming after me and he's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. And this fire of the God is going to, he's going to gather the wheat, the new creations that you are, and he's going to burn up the chaff with this fire, which is God's love. And that's all the stuff that keeps us from experiencing more of him. All right, that's going to be important. So as I'm flipping, I flip over to Jeremiah chapter 1. I'm kind of reading that. Chapter 1, the Lord just speaking some stuff there. Get down to verse 11, 12. Where the Lord came to him saying, what do you see, Jeremiah? And he said, I see an almond tree or an almond rod. And the Lord said, you've seen well. I'm watching over my word to perform it, right? It meant a lot to me that God's watching over his promises, his words. He speaks a word. He watches over the word to perform the word, right? It's what Abraham came to the conclusion that God, whatever you say, you will do. You will perform. I got it. That's it. So, but I had marked on there a date, 10/31/23. 10:31-23. So I thought, this is how the Lord speaks to us, a thought comes to us. I need to get a journal and see what the Lord was speaking to me on this day. So I get it, look at it, and 10:31-23, I was actually in Song of Solomon chapter 8, right? Not coincidental, right, Bracken? No coincidences in the kingdom of God. This is reading where, who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on their beloved? You know, that's the introduction into this, the love of God. You know, this person is coming out of the wilderness place, which we always do. Every wilderness is where you lean more into your beloved Jesus, right? Where you're more dependent on him than you've ever been. And there's other stuff in there that's really cool. So that's confirmation number one of the word that I'm going to give you as a prophetic word. So I was just reading that. And I'd heard that earlier this week about coming up out of the wilderness, which I believe that's the season I'm in, you know, dressed in this. Coming up out of the wilderness, dressed, right, in this. And so, also on the way into work, I'm thinking of, I like Disney stuff. Josh is here as a confirmation of Disney, because that's Mr. Disney there. Loves to go to Disney World and Disneyland. Loves everything Disney. Josh is back there at the soundboard. First time you've been here on the noonday in a while, right, Josh? So no coincidence, right? So I'm driving in thinking of a show that Disney did called Mandalorian. Mandalorian has this, he's a Mandalorian. He's a tough guy who wears Baskar steel, which is supposed to be the toughest steel, and he has this little Baby Yoda. We call Baby Yoda, what's the name of that, the new one?
Grogu.
Grogu. Has Baby Grogu, which is Baby Yoda, and it's a two-season to three-season thing. And there was one scene in there where they encounter Luke Skywalker from Star Wars. It's a whole Star Wars story, and they're kind of trapped on this ship, and Luke Skywalker comes in with his bad self and his lightsaber, and they have these black machines that were supposed to be Baskar, and he just whacks them all down, you know, crushes them and everything, and he rescues Grogu and Mandalorian. So, on my journal, on 10:31-23, I wrote down that I had a vision of Luke Skywalker dancing around in my room. He was in blue, all covered in blue, and he had a mask on, you know. So I'm grinding to work, thinking about Luke Skywalker, right? Get this thing, second confirmation, on 10:31-23, I had a vision about Luke Skywalker, right? So that was the second one. There are other stuff I had on there that we really meant. It was just kind of personal to me. Just the blessings of Joseph I'd written on that day. That's a really big thing to me because Joseph has become my hero during this time, the Old Testament hero. And then there was a third confirmation. And there was this prophetic word I'm fixing to give you. Right after that prophetic word, that I was watching on YouTube, this happened for a while, these prophetic people would just pop up on my YouTube feed. I know what a YouTube feed is, right? Just kind of watching YouTube feed, and they just kind of pop up there, and it has maybe a title or something, and I thought, I need to listen to this girl. It's just a young girl, Miranda was her name, and she was saying, she kept saying, Jeremiah 1, 11 and 12. That's where I started, Jeremiah 1, 11, 12. The almond tree, almond rod, and I'm watching over my word to perform it, right? So on 10:31-23, I'm watching a video of a person giving that scripture, and she was saying that God is preparing you for a dance, and you'll dance like a child, right? You're going to dance like a like You know, what Jesus said, unless you become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God. You will not experience God's kingdom. And I like to use Disney a lot of that, because I use that a lot as going into Disney World. So God's watching over his word to perform it. And she saw like a child, and she kept repeating that over and over again. But she kept saying, it's a time of newness and renewing, of newness and renewing, newness and renewing. And Jeremiah, I kept using that scripture. Once she would say 111, which also means a lot to TC and I, and TC and me. And so three confirmations there. Absolutely no coincidence in that, right? So we've settled that, good to go. And that last word you have was really good, because that's part of the prophetic word about what God's doing, renewing and watching over his word to perform it. But I'd also, at this time, this is the word I had. This is a prophetic word this older guy had, really old pastor guy. And he had had this word for the upcoming season, which we know he was saying it was, you know, starting in 2024. But when you say upcoming season, a season with God can be forever, you know. But this is the word. It's time to raise the bar and shoot for the highest level attainable in the kingdom, in your walk with God, in Christ. And he asked the audience this question: do dogs love bones? And the audience said, yes. Which he said, no, actually they love steak, but they'll settle for bones. He said, go for 100-fold, don't settle for 30. This is the word the Lord was giving him for an upcoming season. Go for the 100-fold, don't settle, right? You know that God first spoke to Abraham's dad, Terah, before he spoke to Abraham about going into the land of Canaan. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. But Terah stopped in a place called Haran and died there, which means halfway. He died halfway, never got there, never got to experience the land of Canaan and all that God had for him. And he said this: it's a time for progression and advancement where your highest expectation will be fulfilled. Your highest expectation in your walk with the Lord, or where you want to be in Christ, your highest expectation will be fulfilled, because God will watch over that word to perform it. It is absolutely imperative, he said, that you seek the Lord and hear what God is saying during this time, because it's the most important time of your life and the most pivotal time, because it is a time for that, setting the bar, a time of just great progression. But he said, this is it. It is vital, absolutely vital, to stay focused on my word, what I'm saying, what the Lord is saying. And for you at CTK, it is absolutely vital, important for you to focus on what the Spirit is saying to the church, to this church. You can go back and hear some Sundays and say what God is saying to us. And God is saying, steward this move of the Spirit, because there's a sound of God moving in the mulberry trees. If you go to 2 Samuel chapter 5, 1 Chronicles chapter 14, where David is waiting, and God said, before you go to the Philistines, wait till you hear the marching in the balsam trees or mulberry trees. Wait till you hear the sound of God moving. Aslan's on the move. And so that's what he's been saying. But this guy was saying, it's absolutely vital that you stay focused on the word that God is saying. And do not get distracted, because it is the enemy's greatest weapon, is to get you distracted from what God is doing, right? That's a grace word. That's not a word to put anybody under fear or legalism. That's like someone saying, you've been getting by from paycheck to paycheck and living in poverty, but I'm fixing to give you wealth beyond your wildest dreams if you do this. if you heed my word, if you show up, if you position yourself, right? I want to give you the highest level of anointing that you ever thought was possible. I'm going to do more than you can ask or think. That's who God is, right? He says, always, I will do more than you ask or think. But it's imperative that we heed his word, that we seek him during this time. And he even said, don't get distracted even by what's going on in the world. The enemy will use that as a distraction. Don't let what's going on in the world put any fear in you or distract you or whatever. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things. Because, see, that's an everlasting kingdom. Go read Daniel. That kingdom will never be shaken. That kingdom will rule forever, and it's going to rule forever. The kingdoms of this world will fall, but we live in an unshakable kingdom, right? So don't settle for a bone when you can have steak, right? That's for everybody. Matthew chapter 20 says that at any point in time, you can step right in to all the fullness of God, all the fullness of Christ, all the fullness of all of his calling. They all got the same wage from when they started in the morning to the evening. Everybody got the same wage. The last person was kind of upset because, I mean, the first person was kind of upset, I've been here all day. And this person, he said, are you upset because I'm generous? That's just who God is. So I want this word to go out to Christ the King. We'll give it again. So important. It's time to raise the bar for you personally. It's time to shoot for the highest level attainable. How do you get there? By doing whatever it takes. Over and over again, Jesus said, I got a few of us on my phone, you can go look at them. Be dressed in readiness. Be dressed in readiness. Be dressed in readiness. Be ready. For it's coming at an hour when you don't think he is. That's not talking all. It's about the second return of Christ, right? Even though nobody knows when he's going to come, but he's talking about visitation. When he's going to have a visitation from God, be ready. Have your oil and your lamp ready. Full, right? Just like ten ladies there, right? Five had was ready, five weren't. Knocking at the door, you know, Jesus opened the door, said, come on, let's play. Come on in. The other one was scrambling. You don't want to find yourself scrambling. Yesterday, I was given a prophetic word about always be ready, always be in expectation. God will make sure. Not, you don't have a list of rules or everything. He responds to the heart. He's relational. He's relational. He's relational. It's hundredfold time, guys. Time to run. No retirement in the kingdom, right? John was 93 and 95 years old when he wrote the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation. I don't think anyone in here is over that, right? He ran to the end. Run the race set before you. I could explode right now, but I won't, okay? What God is doing right now is the most important thing in your entire life. Right? Nothing more important. Nothing more important than doing that for parents. Nothing more important than you want to do the best thing for your kids. Walk with God with all your heart. Love him with everything. Let them see you go for it. Let them see your life being transformed. Let them see you run after Jesus. Let them see you pay whatever price is necessary. Because there's a price. You know what it costs you? Everything. But guess what you get? Everything. Jesus became poor. He said so that you could become rich. Amen. Whew, I make that a preach right there, huh? All right.